Today is the 25th of April, 2024. Welcome to Walking the Way. I want to say a big thank you to everyone for listening in as we continue to share in a regular rhythm of worship and devotion together. If you're joining us for the very first time, let me say thank you again, and you're very welcome here. Each episode follows a really simple pattern. It's a mixture of prayer, scripture, and music. It's easy to pick up as we go along. Don't forget, there is a Walking the Way prayer book and today's script, which you can download. And if you like support Walking the Way, then I'd really appreciate it if you consider subscribing to the podcast. It's £1 a month. It's about $1.20. And your support would go a long way to making sure that we can keep this going. But if you'd like more information about the podcast or anything else relating to the podcast, realistically, I mean, I can give you advice on other things. It may not be the best advice, but I can give you advice on other things if you really want to. But if you want some information about the podcast, head to rayborrett.co.uk. Or you can follow the links in the episode notes. We always start each leg of Walking the Way with our opening prayer. So let's still our hearts. Let's come before God. Let's pray. So let us be still for a moment as we draw near to worship God. Let's take a few seconds just to remind ourselves why we are here. Why we're gathered together. Listen, God is speaking. Even through the background noise of the world around us. Lord God, in this short time together, open our ears and our eyes to see your vision for this place and our part within it. Teach us, hear our prayers, and enable us for service wherever you might take us. To your praise and your glory, everlasting Father. Amen. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 8. But Rehoboam rejected the advice the elders gave him and consulted the young men who'd grown up with him and were serving him. Our chapter describes how Rehoboam rejects the advice of the elders who served with Solomon and instead takes the advice of the young man who'd grown up with him. And it results in the kingdom of Israel being torn into the northern kingdom and the kingdom of Judah and Benjamin. And I find myself asking the question why he thought making the lives of his subjects harder than they already were would have been a good idea. And more importantly, what can we do or what can we learn from Rehoboam to make sure that we don't make the same mistakes as we make decisions ourselves? So as for the first question as to why Rehoboam thought it a good idea, well, I have no idea. But I think what we see is a king who is completely out of touch with his subjects. He is the ultimate example of privilege, if we're using the language of today. He grew up in the royal courts. He was probably surrounded by sycophantic yes men. So it's no wonder that he really didn't have a clue about how to be a king. Of course, the alternative is he may just have been wanting to stamp his authority of things, but that's not what I read in the scriptures. All I can say was, well, that ended well for him. So what can we learn from Rehoboam? I think the first thing to note is that Rehoboam rejected the opportunity to serve his people. And so we are called to serve each other. And if the advice that we're getting isn't encouraging us to serve others, it's the wrong advice, because our example of servanthood is Jesus. Jesus paid the ultimate price and was the ultimate servant. Secondly, doing what's right may not be seen to be cool or popular, but it is right. And one day we will have to stand before God and explain why, if we chose to do the popular thing, we chose the path of popularity rather than the path of righteousness. Decisions are very rarely easy. But I think if we prioritize people and we prioritize righteousness, I don't think we can ever go wrong. Certainly not in God's eyes. We're going to have our first piece of music just to give us some time to center ourselves on God. Then we're going to get into our Bible readings for today and today. We read 1 Kings chapter 12. Heavenly Father, as we approach your word today, help us to hear it with your wisdom and respond to it with your grace. Amen. Our Bible readings this week are taken from the New International Version, and today I'm reading 1 Kings chapter 12. Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel had gone there to make him king. When Jeroboam, son of Nebat, heard this, he was still in Egypt when he had fled from King Solomon. He returned from Egypt. So they sent for Jeroboam, and he and the whole assembly of Israel went to Rehoboam and said to him, "Your father put a heavy yoke on us, but now lighten the harsh labor and the heavy yoke you put on us, and we will serve you." Rehoboam answered, "Go away for 3 days, and then come back to me." So the people went away. Then King Rehoboam consulted the elders who had served his father Solomon during his lifetime. "How would you advise me to answer these people?" he asked. They replied, "If today you will be a servant to these people and serve them, and give them a favorable answer, they will always be your servants." But Rehoboam rejected the advice the elders gave him, and consulted the young men who had grown up with him and were serving him. He asked them, "What is your advice? How should we answer these people who say to me, 'Lighten the yoke your father put on us'?" The young men who had grown up with him replied, "These people have said to you, 'Your father put a heavy yoke on us, but make our yoke lighter.' Now tell them, 'My little finger is thicker than my father's waist. My father laid on you a heavy yoke. I will make it even heavier. My father scourged you with whips. I will scourge you with scorpions.'" 3 days later, Jeroboam and all the people returned to Rehoboam as the king had said, "Come back to me in 3 days." The king answered the people harshly, rejecting the advice given to him by the elders. He followed the advice of the young men and said, "My father made your yoke heavy. I will make it heavier. My father scourged you with whips. I will scourge you with scorpions." So the king did not listen to the people, for this turn of events was from the Lord, to fulfill the word the Lord had spoken to Jeroboam, son of Nebat, through Ahijah, the Shilonite. When all Israel saw the king refuse to listen to them, they answered the king, "What share do we have in David? What part in Jesse's son? to your tents, Israel. Look after your own house, David. So the Israelites went home. But as for the Israelites who were living in the towns of Judah, Rehoboam still ruled over them. King Rehoboam sent out Adoniram, who was in charge of forced labor, but all Israel stoned him to death. King Rehoboam, however, managed to get into his chariot and escaped to Jerusalem. So Israel has been in rebellion against the house of David to this day. When all the Israelites heard that Jeroboam had returned, they sent and called him to the assembly and made him king over all Israel. Only the tribe of Judah remained loyal to the house of David. When Rehoboam arrived in Jerusalem, he mustered all Judah and the tribe of Benjamin, 180,000 able young men, to go to war against Israel and to regain the kingdom for Rehoboam, son of Solomon. But this word of God came to Shimei, the man of God. Say to Rehoboam, son of Solomon, king of Judah, to all Judah and Benjamin and to the rest of the people, this is what the Lord says. Do not go up to fight against your brothers, the Israelites. Go home, every one of you, for this is my doing. So they obeyed the word of the Lord and went home again as the Lord had ordered. Then Jeroboam fortified Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim and lived there. From there he went out and built up Peniel. Jeroboam thought to himself, the kingdom will now likely revert to the house of David. If these people go up to offer sacrifices at the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem, they will again give their allegiance to their lord Rehoboam, king of Judah. They will kill me and return to King Rehoboam. After seeking advice, the king made two golden calves. He said to the people, it is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Here are your gods, Israel, who brought you up out of Egypt. One he set up in Bethel, the other in Dan. And this thing became a sin. The people came to worship the one at Bethel and went as far as Dan to worship the other. Jeroboam built shrines on high places and appointed priests from all sorts of people, even though they were not Levites. He instituted a festival on the 15th day of the 8th month, like the festival held in Judah, and offered sacrifices on the altar. This he did in Bethel, sacrificing to the calves he'd made. And at Bethel he also installed priests on the high places he'd made. On the 15th day of the 8th month, a month of his choosing, he offered sacrifices on the altar he had built at Bethel. So he instituted the festival for the Israelites and went up to the altar to make offerings. We're going to have our second piece of music just to give us some time to think about some of those words we've read. And after the music, as always, we're going to pray. Our prayer today. taken from our Walking the Way prayer book as a prayer for those who are facing financial difficulties. We all know that we've been living through a cost of living crisis. And almost daily, I hear stories of people who are struggling to find enough money to pay for utilities or food or rent. And so we're praying for those people. Let's pray, shall we? Heavenly Father, thank you that you give us a new day. At times it can be easy to take it for granted and to forget that no one is promised a new day. Well, there are people who don't know how they're going to make it through financially. And so sometimes this new day can feel as though anxiety is clouding it. But we know, Father, that you are the God who made the day, and that you are also more than capable of providing for the day. So, Lord, when they feel anxious, please remind them of how you look after the birds of the air each day, how the birds don't work or worry about their next meal because you feed them each and every day. We ask that you help them trust in your character. Lord, if you look after the birds of the air, how much more will you look after them who you've made in your image? Help them to remember, Lord, whenever they feel anxious about their needs, help them to turn to you in prayer, to bring their needs to you, and to lay down their anxious thoughts before you. This we ask in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. And we say together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us and remain with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
You've been listening to Walking the Way. All the details for today's episodes can be found in the show notes, including the scripture passages and credits for the prayers. If you'd like to support Walking the Way, and we really would appreciate it if you would, links to our giving page and also to our subscription service is in the episode notes as well. For more information, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't forget, you can also listen to us on TuneIn and Spotify. My name is Ray, and so until next time, I'll be here waiting as we continue walking the way.